This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Knight and Josh Owens and our other reporter that will go unnamed because obviously Bilderberg Group's watching the show. We'd like to have a little ace in the hole, a little secret nobody knows, to quote the immortal George Strait. Their plane got delayed because of big storms in Texas, so they got in a day late. Then they wouldn't give them their rent car. Their luggage disappeared. And this has happened to me before. I'm surprised they even got through customs, but they don't want to have the big event of reporters being stopped at customs. They're smart about it. So David just got arrested a week and a half ago in Virginia at Fort AP Hill covering the FEMA camp there. So they're going to be getting there in the next hour. We're going to do a live feed from there with Paul Watson and crew. And then just we have reservations there today. We're going to politely walk up to the front and then have them say, no, you can't come in. It's Bilderberg, and see what happens and get some live feeds out there and some HD feeds that could be on the nightly news tonight of that. And then tomorrow we'll have all the globalists arriving. We'll find out who's arriving, who's not part of the list, because that's who they're really trying to hide. British royalty, Rothschilds. Sometimes you'll get the person who they're about to run for president or sneaking in. I've been there when they snuck Hillary and Obama in. I was there when they snuck Hillary in a U.S. State Department armored limo in 2006 when she was a senator. And they backed it in and had the American flags on it. We later got photos of Hillary in there. And then Richard Holbrooke was going to come up and talk to us, later learned. He's like, I'm sick of these people. But then I started screaming, Holbrooke, we know who you are. And he goes, and turned around and walked away. So nobody can ever second guess any of the reporters on the ground, because you do the best job you can in a fluid situation. And it's pretty easy to be Monday morning quarterbacking, folks. But that's all coming up. And again, I know for the audience here, most of the old-time audience and steadfast audience, this is old hat for you, Bilderberg. But you got to remember, we have over 170 AM and FM affiliates across the country on the weekday transmission. And a lot of people are, you know, I've heard of it, heard it made fun of. Now the fact that it's being admitted to is a big deal. And I got to give credit where credit's due. Infowars.com, WorldNetDaily.com, DrudgeReport.com, and now even The Guardian have been at the absolute tip of the spear the last 6-7 years, making all the other media that refuses to cover it look bad. And it's important. That's why CNN lost 44% of its audience last year alone, of the already small audience they had. I mean, that's implosion level. MSNBC only lost 24% of their audience last year. But they'd already been losing that almost every year. I mean, it's still, you start losing a smaller and smaller percentage of a smaller and smaller. It's like having a swimming pool size audience 15 years ago on CNN and now having a teacup full of, you know, listeners and viewers. I mean, I harp on that because they really are the mouse that roared. I mean, they really are the emperor's new clothes. It's narcissism television for women. And then MSNBC is race baiting, targeting blacks. But I've seen a demographic with blacks; it's not even high. I mean, it's literally a bunch of people that all have their own narcissistic jobs as managers and as the heads of it, and as the anchors. Most of them political retreads from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, who just keep milking the industries and corporations they work for and the advertisers. And I've talked to some of the executives. I've seen them in trade publications admit, oh, it's all going to implode in the next few years. It's already really imploded, but we're just going to keep riding the gravy train as long as possible. So let me announce to you, the mainstream media is dead. The mainstream media is dead. Nietzsche said God is dead, which was delusional. The mainstream media is dead, and that's why they want to kill the new media, because we really show that. you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That train already left the station.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm really glad he's here in studio with us. Dr. Edward Group is our guest, the Global Healing Center. Look at this headline. FBI agents, synthetic biology could reduce our population. The New York Times reported, this is on InfoWars.com, that the FBI agent warns of synthetic biology can reduce our population by significant percentages. The New York Times reported earlier this month on a conference held at MIT on May 1st that discussed synthetic biology. The conference gathered an increasing group of scientists and Homeland Security representatives who themselves admitted that this could end humanity as we know it. Quote, the FBI agent Carmine Negro, he was quoted as saying, these technologies do not just pose a risk to individual buildings or cities, but if cleverly deployed can reduce our population by significant percentages. And it goes on. And it's the globalists that are open-air planting synthetic biology. Plants are the easiest thing from the scientists we've had on to reprogram, to grow live viruses, whatever you want in them. They call it pharmacological crops. And it's already having repercussions. I mean, just look at the glyphosate, a chemical in the water creating the epidemic of breast cancer every country where it's used. I mean, it on record grows breast tumors. it's, you know, estrogen-dependent tumors. That's not even this new form of genetic engineering that's self-replicating. It's genetic nanotech. And we're all part of the experiment, so that's some of what's coming up with Dr. Edward Grubb. There's so much I want to get him on about today. Pregnant women should take iodine supplements. Docs, that's Newsmax, just yesterday. Pregnant women should take an iodine supplement to protect brain development of their babies, according to leading U.S. group of pediatricians. Oh, who's been saying that forever? Dr. Grubb. Iodine, which the body can get from iodide, is needed to make the thyroid hormones. It literally is the building block, folks, that are required for children's brain development before and after birth. And then it goes into the studies. Women and children of childbearing age need to pay attention to this topic as well, because about half the pregnancies in the U.S. are unplanned, Dr. Jerome Paulson said. Women in the early part of their pregnancy may not realize they're pregnant, and then it gets into the different disorders you can get. But no one will tell you this. Now, again, the feds, back when they weren't pure evil, when the eugenicists were just taken over in the 20s, they did positive eugenics, not negative like we're seeing now, and said, wait a minute, we're having mental retardation, all these disorders. We know in animal studies, if you don't have iodine, then your thyroid can't put out the different directives for other glands to regulate the hormones you need, and you're going to really not develop mentally. You're going to have all sorts of problems. You're going to have all sorts of behavioral problems. You're going to have all sorts of medical problems. And so they said, we want iodine put in all the salt. Now, that's forced medication. They shouldn't have done it, but it was the right thing to do. It's on record that it was a miracle of medical health and paved the way for other forced medications like fluoride, because folks had seen how well that had worked. Fluoride replaces, it's in the same molecule chain, the same area in the periodic table, blocks that. So not only are our kids not getting the iodine they need, this is the iodine conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, they are now getting the bromine and bromide and iodine. This is all mainline medical science. I'm begging you to understand that it's the iodine conspiracy, iodine/fluoride conspiracy. Now, he came up here on something completely different today. I wanted to go off on this jag. We'll do that at about 40 after. We have a big announcement in the field of iodine. This is a decade in development. He was going to have this out a year ago and said, look, we can put out the survival shield now. It's great. It's something kids can take because it's not as strong, doesn't taste like rocket fuel. It's real iodine. It turns, you know, black on the paper when it's bound. You know, it turns electric blue. You notice ours, like the crystals, 8,000 feet under the ground. But he said, I've been working on a new one. I wish you'd wait. That is going to be unlike anything ever imagined. And let me tell you, I've been on it for over a month. And if you thought Survival Shield was powerful, it's still great, folks. There's a lot of people can't handle the detox effect even of it, so you need to really check with your physician or healthcare provider. We are going to make an announcement at about 40 after or so of the new breaking iodine information. And when I say revolutionary, I mean, this is so powerful. And it is totally new and from a source that no one else has. And I'm just so lucky and blessed to be part of this. And God just keeps coming through for us to, you know, work with the group over the last 4 or 5 years as a guest and things. But then to just the things he's developed, we've got medical doctors involved, others. They just keep saying, yes, 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 trailblazing a bunch of other products he's developing with some chemists we know and some medical doctors whose our science is all just meshing together, dealing with mitochondrial DNA, so much more. It's very exciting. But this is really elementary. It's really pathetic, folks, that you have to have iodine to produce your hormones. And they just put other stuff in there that totally screws you up. And that's why people are so zombie-like. So we're going to get into that. But he wanted to come on a few weeks ago. I wanted to get him in here because we did a whole special on the war on men a few months ago and our hormones with the estrogen mimickers. And people said, why not cover women? You know, why don't you cover women? Well, we're mainly a male audience, probably 70% male. But I'm male, so I cover male issues. It's not that I'm ignoring women. We came out with Super Male Vitality because that was what was in development already. And quite frankly, it works great with women. But no, Grubb said, no, we can do something even better for women. I've tested this with 5 women I know. 4 of them are bouncing off the walls with energy, libido, you name it. One of them says it's made her tired. We're just going to be honest about the response. He's only been on it 3 days, though. We're going to investigate what's happening with that. So, you know, just the results vary. But I'm talking bouncing off the walls for some women. Well, 4 out of 5. Dr. Edward Group is here to make 2 big announcements. We have Super Female Vitality now available in the shopping cart today. You not only get a great product, it helps block all the garbage they put in the food and water. You support the tip of the spear in the info war. We're going to have live reportage from going into the Bilderberg Hotel next hour with David Knight and others. And we're announcing the iodine coming up as well at 40 after. But Dr. Group, I've done a long intro there. We'll have you until 15 after next hour when David Knight joins us. But you've heard me break down this win-win-win-win-win situation. You've got a lot of points here. Estrogen dominance decreases B, zinc, MG, DHEA, serotonin. Bill Gates, history of estrogen dominance, eugenics, estrogen mimickers, what it does in women, not just men, social engineering, pesticides, BPA, soy, GMOs, plastics, birth control, Edward Bernays, alcohol, it all starts in the gut. You've got the floor. Break down. Drum roll, please. There is a solution to this. It's diet, it's exercise, it's purified water, and then it's the nitrous oxide of race car driving. It is a super feminine vitality.
Well, it all started years ago when the globalists wanted to figure out ways to sterilize the population and to control the birth rates. And at that time, Margaret Sanger, who actually worked with Bill Gates' dad, was the one that wanted to create a birth control pill. And then she worked with a scientist called Pinkett.
That's right. His dad was top Army intelligence under the Rockefellers and with Margaret Sanger. And it's still alive running ops today.
Oh, it's planned.
He actually runs the foundation. He runs the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Right. And then that all, you know, that translates into many other things, and it ties to Monsanto and everything else for the whole sterility thing. But she's the one that really pushed the birth control pills. And so that was a way, because they knew that, by the way, estrogen blocks the absorption of iodine. They know that there's a link between estrogen and iodine. So, well, now, because of the birth control pills and the propaganda and the feminization of females that was done by Edward Bernays, the king of propaganda, who not only convinced everybody that fluoride was safe, he was the one that was also hired to create the feminization, because they knew that.
And to get women to smoke cigarettes.
And cigarettes was the big campaign, too, that he convinced the whole public. And then he was ultimately, you know, hired on as the mastermind of manipulation of the population. But they knew that they were only getting 50% of the tax money also by males working. So his job was to get females out of the house and get them into the workplace so that the government could collect 100% of the taxes from everybody.
And have the state raise the kids.
And one of the and the state raised the kids.
By the way, he wrote 3 books bragging about this.
Right.
Anybody out there
right.
can read by him saying this.
Yes. But one of the key points I wanted to mention, how that all ties together in the estrogen conspiracy and the war on women, is the fact that part of the way to get women out of the household was to create canned food and box foods and processed foods and the microwave, which came into existence too. So if women didn't have to cook anymore, they could go to work and
turn. That was the washing. They didn't just give us washing machines and all this. They wanted to change the culture. They wanted to end humans being primitive, being self-sufficient.
Yeah, that's right. And also,
it's the technocracy. And I'm not bashing the conveniences. It's just that they gave us these tools of the gods, the fire of Prometheus, to end us.
And therefore, we have the creation of the estrogen compounds and the estrogen mimickers, starting with BPA and all the BPA that's sprayed in the cans, because canned foods, everybody wanted to have the easy dinner at night, and the microwave foods where
the male used to bring the worms to the nest. The female ran the nest, not because she was weak. She was more important. Now we don't bring worms. The HEB does, the Safeway does, and it's bisphenol A worms to our babies.
That's right. I mean, and so what you have is you have estrogen dominance in males and you have estrogen dominance in females, and it's coming from every single direction, and that's why females are suffering from extra weight gain, low thyroid because they can't absorb iodine.
Breast cysts.
Any type of glandular problem any type of cyst in any gland directly related to an iodine deficiency.
We're going to skip this network break. It's too important. Keep going.
Women and men, for that matter, have their hormones completely whacked out, especially when you add soy and personal care products, which most people don't talk about with women. They slather all these parabens and all these...
By the way, last week they came out in AP, guys reprinted, and admitted what you've been saying forever, that guess what? Those plastics and the stuff in the hair care products, guess what? It destroys your fertility. Oopsie.
Yeah, oopsie. Estrogen just modifies the growth of cells. When you have cancer cells in a petri dish and you put a drop at like a trillionth of what you would get in a couple cans or heating something in the microwave, you see those cancer cells immediately just start to replicate like at a very fast speed.
So it's a cancer adjuvant.
It's a cancer adjuvant, and that's why we have so much breast cancer and everything else. But iodine is there to protect people and women from that. But
so it's racist.
Women need to be aware.
Iodine is racist.
Well, if you look at it from the globalist point
of view. Well, no, I mean, anything free or good is called racist, so it's bad.
Right, because they know that if they mess up the hormones in everybody, it can cause just a world of other problems within the system. So what you have to look at is women avoiding or going with all natural personal care products. And then another big problem that no one's talking about is the atrazine and the pesticides that are being sprayed everywhere, because the Roundup, atrazine is in the water supply, tested in every water supply pretty much in the country. And those are also estrogen mimickers, and it's hard to avoid because what else they have inside those pesticides, which they don't even have to list on the label, they have other chemicals in there as well that help them bind and stick to the foods. And it goes down into the soil, so the plant actually sucks it up inside. So
bioaccumulates.
Yeah, bioaccumulates. So it can really affect the fetus in the womb, because if the mother is taking in all these estrogen mimickers, it can create the brain of a female but the genitalia of a male, or can have the genitalia of a male and the brain of a female.
Because, and they admitted that in the 60s. So Dr. Michael Kaufman said that in Endgame 2.0. He was reading the documents on air, how the sexual revolution was so we wouldn't stay together and take care of kids so the state could raise them. But next phase was to chemicalize to where males and females were indistinguishable. They would make the age of puberty earlier, just like in Brave New World, which Huxley admitted was a fictional account of what they really planned to do, and he said that in Brave New World Revisited.
Right. I mean, just the atrazine levels in lakes and ponds and the pesticide levels in there are actually having, and they've done studies on frogs, they actually have frogs that have male genitalia but turn over for other males because their brain...
And when I cover this, Huffington Post says that we're anti-gay. The frogs are dying... The animals are dying. They're doing this on purpose. We should just accept this and go for it.
That's the gender-bending chemicals, and it's another reason why they planted so much soy. They knew that soy was going to be extremely toxic. It takes a lot. Well, you factor in...
Henry Ford, the Nazi, the eugenicist, was obsessed with that.
Right, and then Monsanto genetically modifying all the soy. Well, not only is it genetically modified, but it's also Roundup resistant, and then Roundup in itself is an endocrine-disrupting chemical or an estrogen mimicker. So that causes a problem with the hormones, and it's so up inside the soy. So not only are you getting the phytoestrogens in soy, but you're also getting the endocrine disrupting chemicals and the estrogen disrupting.
And then the printer ink has it in it, everything. And I was reading, talking to chemists, and your dad was a top chemist. They didn't even need to go with this recipe, but they got all the big printer companies to go with it, and it's on the money too. They're just sterilizing us at every level.
Right. They're disrupting our hormones, so we can't think properly. We can't function properly. It creates separation in the homes. The male doesn't feel confident anymore because he's estrogen. The male starts getting a belly around himself. He starts growing man boobs. His butt starts to get a little bit bigger. Because one of the things with estrogen dominance in women is it lowers their libido. Number two, it increases the fat around their butt. And it increases the fat around their breast tissue, too, but also around the stomach. So, you know, and it lowers their thyroid, and the list goes on and on and on and on. I mean, they have problems with cysts. They have premenstrual syndrome. Their menstrual cycles are irregular. They're not able to get rid of their toxins on a regular basis. So all that
CNN would just say you're against women for warning them.
Well, I mean, that's...
I mean, if you...
Course, that's with
you just, they need to just die for the earth. Isn't it better? They shouldn't take iodine. They shouldn't learn about this. They shouldn't take it when they're pregnant, even though there's a bunch of admitted disorders from iodine deficiency in the fetus, correct?
Right, and that's why there's also such a big push for flu shots on pregnant women right now from all the OB-GYNs, which I personally...
And by the way, until 5 years ago, all medical people were told, nurses, you name it, never give a pregnant woman a vaccine. They knew it caused deformities. They knew it caused disorders, autoimmune and spontaneous miscarriages. Now they say pregnant women need extra.
They do, which is just causing more problems with the kids, because whenever you put any type of chemical like that into the body, it does cross the placenta now, some of these things, and it does affect the kid. I mean, and not only you could think that you're not exposing yourself to estrogen, but there's so many women on birth control pills that 85% of the estrogen gets peed out by the woman, and that goes into our water system. So if you're drinking tap water...
And now in Austin, they're going to give us toilet to tap that doesn't even remove it. So now, if you drink Austin water or other cities that have it, it is a death sentence. All of the Prozac, all the Ritalin, everything just annihilating you.
Right, and it's like homeopathics. You don't need it in large doses to make a difference in the body. I mean, all a homeopathic is just water with an energy signature in it. So basically,
but fluoride, you know, is the, and I've had medical doctors on, like Blaylock, is the total turbo adjuvant to turbo. Once you have fluoride, the other drugs are in there, it turbocharges them.
Yeah, that's why they put fluoride.
Makes them electrical.
Fluoride's in anti-malarials, anti-inflammatories, anti-arthritis, a bunch of the antibiotics. It's in antidepressants.
And it's not just fluoride. Hydrofluorosilicic acid has been electrolyzed.
And aluminum. They add aluminum in there to take it up into the brain tissue and to calcify the pineal gland and to calcify, you know, because the pineal gland.
And then they write books how they're doing it, like eco-science, but still we're conspiracy theorists.
Right. Right, right. I mean, it's all, the thing is, everything's in plain day. I mean, they know how important the pineal gland is. That's why the Pope has a pine cone looking shape on his cone over there. And there's pine cones. If you look at everywhere around the Vatican, they tell you straight up, this is a representation of the pineal gland. If you look at the Eye of Horus in the Egyptian sculptures, I mean, they knew how important the pineal gland was, too. And I know we're getting off subject.
No, seat of the soul.
Gland is the seat of the soul. And it's everywhere. So they
And you it. Cut it out. Those higher level brainwaves just don't happen.
Well, the pineal gland is made, if you cut it open, it's made of rods and cones, exactly like what's in your eye. That's why they call it the third eye. So why are you going to have something in the middle of your brain that's made of the exact same thing your eye is made of? Rods and cones. The only reason you have rods and cones is to see things, visual.
Rods and cones pick up color and pick up light.
That's right. So if you can see things, obviously, and the Egyptians knew about it, of course.
It's picking up all what they now know, all different particles that are coming through out of space. And the particles coming up out of the earth, magnetic fields, the same way they've proven fish and birds can navigate. It's now been proven by Scientific American. Just last year, they've gone, no, it's true. Humans have these cells in the pineal, the same ones fish and other animals have, to feel magnetic lines. And some people have it stronger than others.
That's why they know that the endocrine disrupting chemicals, the estrogen mimickers, the phthalates, the pesticides, all of the stuff that they're spraying and putting in the air and the food and the water disrupts the glandular system of the body. You know, the glandular system.
They're attacking our most important eyeball.
The pineal gland, the adrenal glands, you know, all of the glands in the system. They know that the glands are what runs the body. You destroy the glands. You destroy the consciousness. You dumb people down. You make them non-aggressive. You make them non-motivated. You alter their hormone levels, and then they become nothing more than an easily manipulated, easily controlled.
I agree. Every time we get here,
sterilized population.
Start telling us what super female vitality does. How it's different than super male.
Well, you know, super female vitality was developed because we had such good success with super male vitality, and it's all about taking action. You know, here's the problem. Let's come up with a solution. That's why we came up with super male. Now we've had so many requests by women saying, "Hey, what can I do? You know, I don't want to go through PMS symptoms and all that stuff. I mean, half the time I'm going through mood swings, blah, blah, blah. My libido is low. Now my husband is all over me. You know, when are you going to come out with something for women?" So what we did is they tweaked the formula a little bit. And the super female vitality is designed to help naturally increase the body's own production of testosterone and to help the woman balance out some of these hormones that her body is naturally trying to fight. Because if she's taking in, if she's lathering herself with all this lotion, which is decreasing her estrogen or mimicking estrogen, she needs something to help balance that out. So that's why Super Female Vitality was developed, so it gives the body a chance.
It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere, and that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
She's got legs, ladies and gentlemen, and she knows how to use it. ZZ Top, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. And then back Sundays, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday edition. I'm pro-human, ladies and gentlemen. I want to see humanity empowered. I want to promote things that I believe in, that I use, that I know are great. Whether it's the ProPure G2.0 filters that cut out the fluoride and the glyphosates, annihilate the competition, they cost the same or lower than the leading competition. Side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. You just can't beat it. Promo code 10% off water. And then we have InfoWarsLife.com with the lung cleanse and the super male vitality, the super female vitality, the survival shield, nace and iodine, the organic high mountain volcanic Chiapas coffee. That's my personal favorite. So we got a connection to the co-op down there and bring it to you. Wake Up America and two different blends. One of them immune support at a very affordable price. Starbucks sells pretty much the same coffee there. They get the same place for twice the amount. And there's an example right there. You support a patriot group, get the same coffee, half the price. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. But super female vitality, quite frankly, you know, groups like, well, this works for most women. You've heard women's testimonials here on the air. But he said, I could tweak some stuff to make it even better for women. And we've had it a few months here, the beta batches of it. And then we have to pull the trigger. I have to decide to get it. Okay, let's go with it. Then we get the raw herbs in. Leading competitors have similar things for about twice the price, and it's dry herbs, and it's not as concentrated. That's why you get such a bigger response, and this stuff doesn't mimic your hormones. It gets your body to produce them, and I want Dr. Group to describe how this works, some of the things that are in the super female vitality, and then folks can know also, you know, get a bottle, try it. If it doesn't work great for you, you're going to be in the great minority. And it doesn't matter if you've supported the broadcast. But it's the real deal. And why so many people I know are cynical about female or male, you know, vitality, exercise, libido formulas, clarity formulas, because they've gotten a small response or maybe side effects. I've never seen such positive responses with what you've come out with here. Why is it so different? What is in the super female vitality that folks can get at InfoWarsLife.com?
Most of the stuff that's out there is bought from cheap Chinese herbs or they get it from India, and most of it's just designed to try to sell you a lot of product for a high price. I mean, if you look in the muscle building magazines and you look at most of the vitamin stores that are out there, it's not really focused on adjusting the root cause of the problem. You know, they might use a high level of standardized herbs. Most likely those were powdered. The source of the herbs, they might contain metals or contaminants, or maybe they're not mixed. I mean, when I look at the majority of healthcare products out there on the market and call the companies and say, who formulated this? These herbs don't even work together. I mean, I could take guaranteed 99% of the supplements out there on the market and find a problem with each one of them. Either they have magnesium stearate in it, they have some toxic compound in it, or they're using two herbs that block each other, the action. So these formulators really don't know what they're doing. You know, our R&D process is, we look at all different things, especially when you're dealing with a hormone product and you have to look at what the effect is going to be on DHEA, what the effect is going to be on estrogen, what the effect is going to be on progesterone, what the effect is going to be on testosterone, melatonin, serotonin. I mean, there's so many hormones that you have to cross-reference. One might decrease testosterone. One might increase testosterone. And then you have companies out there that are putting both of those herbs in one formula, so they're canceling each other out. There's a lot of research that goes behind it. And actually, the majority of companies' formulators don't even have any type of scientific degree.
Well, I mean, I've talked to a lot of the companies looking into this over the last few years, and they just say, look, we just throw as many things as we can because people like to see a bunch of stuff on the label.
Yeah.
But it's like bad drug interactions, I guess, you know, would be a similar analogy, where the doctors just throw people on all these prescriptions.
I've literally talked to formulators because I call them up on the phone and I'm like, so tell me, why'd you put that in there? Why'd you? And then they say, one guy said, well, to be honest with you, when I formulated the product, I just typed in male hormone product in Google and I just took like the top two herbs that were in 20 different formulas or 10 different formulas that were popular out there. And they just take the top two and put it in their formula. And then they say that.
Well, that's the thing. I played football and stuff, so I didn't do any like illegal drugs or anything, but I would take Yohimbe bark. And I would be able to work out harder, but feel crazy, swell up, and have headaches. I was on it a week, got off of it. So many other supplements make me feel bad. That's why I don't do them. These make me feel incredibly good.
Well, it has to do with the processing, too, and it has to do with choosing the herb. I mean, you might be able to get one specific herb from 20 different places. That, you know, this place over here, it might be, you know, 6 months old, and it might be cut and sifted. This place over here might be powdered, and they're importing it from China, and it sat in a 200-degree warehouse in China for 10 years. This place over here might have, you know, sourcing it from India. So the problem is when people look at formulating a product, other companies, they look for the least expensive herb available. So if they're looking for maca root, let's say, which is a good hormone regulator, they look their purchaser that's going to purchase it because it gets handed off to a purchaser. I personally handle that myself because I know how important it is, but no other company does because they don't have time to do that. They hand it off to a purchaser. They find all the different companies. They find the cheapest one. Now, if they're going to buy a ton, 1,000 kilos, they're going to say, I don't care if the best one, the organic one over here, is $100 a kilo. We got to make some money. I'm going to buy this one from China. It's been sitting up. It's on sale because they're trying to get rid of it.
And by the way, looking $10. Into this, I mean, I've talked to big formulators, and they go, oh, our whole bottle cost us $2, and they laugh at us that we actually get the organic wet herbs and get it all certified, and it costs, you know, $16 a bottle or something. I mean, they just think that's ridiculous. They'd rather sell it for more than we do. It costs them a fraction of the price. I want to get good karma. I mean, I don't mean that. I'm not a Buddhist. I don't actually believe. But, you know, you reap what you sow. I want to have the best product. I want to feel good about what I'm selling. I want people to reorder it because it's so good. On top of it, you get more success out of giving them a good product.
Well, you know, the oath that medical doctors take is do no harm.
Hippocratic oath. They don't even give that anymore.
You know what I mean? So that's the way I look at it. First, do no harm. I mean, I know because I've studied all the other companies and what they do, and a lot of those products are harmful to the body. So that's the first step. And then the second step is make sure that it's processed correctly. There's people that process their herbs in aluminum batches.
Or they hot process. You cold press.
And that denatures. Or they use alcohol, which you're only able to extract, you know, 40% of the herb's constituents from it. And by the way, alcohol is an endocrine disruptor, too. So why am I going to put an herb, make an herbal formula that's supposed to help support normal hormones?
That's why you go with glycerin base.
And put an endocrine disruptor in alcohol.
And your glycerin is from German certified organic corn.
My vegetable glycerin comes from different sources, but the one I use and the one I like to use is from palm, actually.
Yeah.
It's from palm.
I just know one of the purchase orders I saw was a German corn. So people can argue, well, there's no such thing as organic corn. No, Germany's got it certified.
Well, you know, if it's organic, it's fine. I mean, there's a shortage right now of vegetable glycerin.
No, I know.
People are trying to do the same thing.
I was about to say, we've caused doing
exactly.
This. And it's funny because then everybody starts doing what we're doing, and then they get mad at us. Like, we create the market, and they're like, mad, you need to now go die somewhere because you made iodine so popular.
Well, think about this. I mean, I personally believe that, you know, because there's 200 plant species or just any living species going extinct practically every day right now, one of the reasons why there are so many pesticides and insecticides sprayed and the genetically modified and with the chemtrails is that the perennial herbs are highly sensitive to soil conditions, especially acidic soil. So when you spray aluminum nanoparticles all over the ground, we're losing a lot of the medicinal herbs.
Oh, yeah. Only the GMO that they've stacked into Monsanto products, aluminum resistance. So only their stuff can grow.
So why do you think that they have a seed vault with thousands of medicinal herbs when medicinal herbs are the direct competition to population control eugenics and direct competition to the pharmaceutical?
I was about to say that they have 14 Rockefeller-inspired UN seed vaults. 14.
Right. Right.
And they have zoological vaults.
So what happens if they kill off all the medicinal herbs?
Only they then have it.
Yeah.
To bring it back.
And there's no more supplements for people to take that they can use instead of they're forced into taking pharmaceuticals.
It's simply incredible, and it helps fund our operation as well. Super Feminine Vitality. Tell folks about some of the things that are in it. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And again, this is how we help fund the operation as well. We do these little promos once a month or so with Dr. Grubb, but mainly get into the news here with him. Tell folks how this is different than the super male vitality formula.
It's a lot of the same herbs are in there. The only difference is we added one herb in there that really works good for female libido, which is Epididium, and it's another name for it is horny goat weed. And what makes this what makes it so special is women, especially women in their 40s, you know, when they're estrogen dominant, they lose a lot of self-confidence because they start gaining that extra weight. They don't feel sexy anymore. And it's very important for a woman, obviously, to feel like she's sexy and that she can look in the mirror and she's self-confident and she likes herself. You know, that actually,
that's what sexy is, a woman that thinks she's sexy.
Well, that is what helps produce the pheromones, and the pheromones are the attractive hormones for men and women. So, you know, if a woman is not feeling good about herself, she thinks she's unhealthy, she's fat, you know, blah, 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 then, you know, and the fact that she has low energy levels, you know, she's deficient in iodine, I mean, all those things go hand in hand. What this is designed to do is bring them back to where they were when they were 18. Of course, I highly recommend that you, all the women, look online for endocrine disrupting chemicals, estrogen mimicking chemicals, and start avoiding all those, because if you really want to bring yourself back.
Exactly. Even more important than taking this is purify the water, get away from the stuff that has it in there by design.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, that's the real public service announcement, and then support the InfoWar getting this product. And you know, seeing what it does for you, check with your healthcare provider. Now, let's shift gears to the really big announcement here today. Then we're going to have Bilderberg coverage in the next hour, but I want to get back into your big list of how they're targeting women. Let's talk about Survival Shield X2, ladies and gentlemen. And look, you'll notice I have an X2 that's already been tapped into here. I've been taking it for over a month, and I've also been working on some of the other new stuff we've got as well. Listen, we're going to keep selling the Survival Shield. It's excellent, the regular, and it's great for kids and things, and it's not as strong as this. And I got to be honest, folks, we can't even keep enough of this in. And like I said, there's shortages in the palm oil and things. So I went out and looked at other iodines, and they did things like, you know, burn my gut. I learned other people were getting ulcers from it. It has the alcohol, iodine, there's something weird in iodine. There's some formulas out there that I think are okay. I'm not knocking it. You need it regardless. It's just that in this glycerin base and the type of iodine it is, where it comes from, there's nothing like it. But he came out with X2 that's even stronger, is bright red. I've never seen iodine that's either black, brown, turns black and brown, or it's blue, yellow. This is bright red, like blood, and turns bright blue on paper like the actual crystal, that if you had a crystal of it, this is where this comes from, it would, like alien blood, eat through three or four floors, okay, unless it was in ceramics. This is explosive stuff. And just to let you know, a lot of hoops had to be gone through to get this type of iodine. It's super controlled. The group's been in business forever and is able to get it, okay? There's like wars going on, you know, for our companies to even get this iodine of this quality. Dr. Grubb, we're not playing games. I don't want to go into all the inside baseball, but iodine is heavily controlled. Tell people why and tell them what X2 is, because this is special.
When I was looking at developing a higher potency iodine, one of the questions that we were getting from a lot of people was, why is all the iodine sourced from seaweed, especially with Fukushima being, you know, with all the radiation going on, you know, how do we know that iodine is safe? So that led me on a journey to try to find, is there any other sources of pure raw material of iodine? Iodine, like you said, is very heavily regulated by the DEA because it's used to make methamphetamine. So what I ended up tracking down, and I actually had to fly out to different places, but there was not too many people know this. There's actually a deposit which is 7,000 to 10,000 feet deep inside the earth. From millions of years ago, it's a salt deposit, which is very, very high in iodine. There's a company that actually drilled all the way down and has I actually flew out and met with the company, and I have the rights to get...
By the way, I want to send crew out there with you, but I don't want to say where it's at, obviously. But okay. It's so amazing. You've actually got the purple crystals.
I've got
no one's got
the highest purity iodine crystals in the world. A USP grade only has to be 99.6, 99.7. I have 99.99. This iodine is 5 to 10 times more expensive, too, per kilogram, but we didn't even raise our price by 5 times. I mean, you know,
it's the same price.
It's the same price. I mean, so this is a project for humanity.
Listen,
I mean,
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what this does.
It's unbelievable. You can use it for skin, you can use it for so many different things, and I don't want to make a bunch of claims, but the process that we had to go through to secure this and to get this is amazing. I mean, throughout 20 years of doing research, I've never been the type of doctor that said, you need to be on 30 different nutraceuticals. You need to be taking all these vitamins and all this stuff every day, because we figured out how easy it is to bring the body back to health and to reactivate the body.
And the globalists know they target iodine.
Yeah, exactly.
But then even what people get is the cruddy forms. This is it.
That's why they're trying to suppress iodine. They're trying to take it off the market, probably, from what I hear. I mean,
well, I got into iodine because years ago I started taking the monophyllin seaweed that we sell, and it really helped me. So then I started taking other iodines. They would make me kind of feel bad, but overall better. It would hurt my stomach. Then I found your iodine, and then, I mean, it's a totally different iodine.
It's a huge process that this goes through. It takes hours upon, it takes days and weeks to do this. By the time you get the pure iodine in, you get it in processing, you stabilize it into the glycerin, you bottle it. I mean, it's a...
Stay there. I want to hear about the process. It's proprietary. It's X2. It's funding the InfoWar. It's incredible.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Our founders pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to fight tyranny, and it's time to fight again. I'm Tisha Cassidy, and I'm running as an independent for Congress in Colorado. I fight to end the military police state, ban GMO toxic foods, and abolish legal tender laws. Consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive a gift to awaken others. I need and appreciate your support. Please donate at Cassidy2014.com. That's Cassidy2014.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Tisha Cassidy to Congress.
I can say about X2 is boom, bop a boom. Now, we got Amy Steiner on. Shane Steiner's lovely wife. I wish we had a picture of her. She heard that we were talking about super feminine vitality, and she got a bottle of it about a month ago. And then one of her kids knocked it off the table, and it broke. And Shane came up here a few weeks ago, and this had already come in. We were waiting to promote it until we got even more in. And that is an issue. We have a limited supply. It will sell out. That's how hard it is to get these herbs. You've seen that happen for real. If you want to get the super feminine vitality, you better do it today. The X2 is a limited supply. We still have the great survival shield. It's great for kids, in my view. We're going to continue a little bit in the next hour on the X2 and how it's mined from 7 to 12,000 feet, explaining what the crystals do, more of how they're targeting women. But since Amy Steiner, married to my good high school buddy, called in, now, again, I'm going to be honest. Five women that I know personally of different ages took it. Four of them said incredible energy, libido, harder workouts, give me more. One of them's only been on it 3 days. She says that it's made her want to take a nap. And you're going to talk to her and find out what else she's doing. Briefly, what could that be, Dr. Group?
Well, exactly what you have to do. You have to figure out what she has, what her diet's like, what she's exposing herself to. You know, there's obviously some, it might actually take longer than 3 days. I mean, I've had it with our results up to 10 days.
So well, you warned within 2 weeks to 4 weeks, I would get sick on Survival Shield when I detoxed. That indeed happened for about a week, and then it was like going through a wall. I felt great after it.
Right, when all those, when all the chlorine and the fluoride and the bromine and all that other stuff is coming out of your system. So, I mean, it could be anything. I mean, I would definitely not make any type of generalization until they've been on it for 7 to 10 days. I mean,
yeah, consult your healthcare provider as well. Let's go to Amy Steiner. Amy, literally, I didn't even know you got a bottle of this, that Shane took some a month and a half ago. I learned about it last week that you were bouncing off the walls from it, from what I heard. Tell us, and I appreciate you giving us a review, what happened now that you've been on the Super Feminine Vitality?
Well, my husband started taking it, and I was super impressed with the effects that it had on him. So
you're talking about the male vitality, the male vitality.
Yeah, the male vitality. So I took the male vitality a couple of times, and I had energy and everything, but when he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I mean, after about 3 or 4 days, I mean, I'm normally a pretty groggy person. I haven't drank much of coffee and stuff like that. But I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive, you know, at the gym. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood.
And he says you've been chasing him around the house.
Well,
I mean, to make him do chores, I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, honestly, though, my libido is skyrocketed. Honestly, it's pretty crazy. The super male didn't do that to me, but the super female, there's something different about that. That is really our relationship. All I can say is it's a lot better now.
And again, Shane ended up, you know, testing it out because he's like, oh yeah, supplements, right? You know, I've tried all the male supplements. We're like, here, just take a couple bottles. He comes back weeks later, I gotta have more of that. You know, now my dad's doing it. Blah blah blah. What's in that? You know, his trainer loves it. And then he, I guess he got some of the tester bottles that I was giving to women I know, you know, like, let's see how good this really is, you know, because I test everything. And she was like, I need more of that. So, Amy, what would you say just in one sentence about Super Feminine Vitality?
I would say that I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. It's really helped me, you know, around the house, taking care of my kids. I'm in the best shape of my life. You know, I've just got tons of energy, and I just feel great. And I'm really glad you guys made it for women.
Well, you're awesome, and I appreciate you doing this impromptu endorsement. Maybe if Shane gives us a few photos, we can show people what we're talking about here. But, Amy, you sure are a sweetheart. Always enjoy seeing you and Shane and the kids. I got to come over with the kids soon. Thank you for that testimony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She's such a sweetheart. We'll be back. Stay with us. The Exogen Conspiracy.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Scottish John for InfoWars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at InfoWars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.